League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everybody,
what's up,
Kev?
Everybody.
Fresh shave?
Yeah, man. I'm sick of being bald.
Why? Bald is in.
Being bald? No, it's. I don't mind being bald. It's just when I had hair, I got a haircut once a week.
Mm-hmm.
When I was young, once every other week. Bald, you got to go every 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's like, yeah. I don't. It's. I got.
Could you get that new moon? The new moon at the bottom?
No, I don't even have that. Like, my hairline is just trash. So I go see how it's going right there.
Oh, you got the Batman.
Yeah.
But wait, Kev, you know, why don't you get implants?
No.
Yeah, you got it, Kev.
And it's not a lot. It's just right here. That's like.
Not doing that.
Just go get the full weave.
Why?
Just get
What's wrong with that?
I'm either getting the full on locks or nothing at all. I don't want, if I'm going to get an implant, I want Tahir's hairstyle. That's the one I've been eyeing.
But you can get
that's the one you've been eyeing?
Because you said your hair grows everywhere other place. It's just
did
right
you
here.
Save you it? Like filling. A favorite?
I got it in my Pinterest. I got Tahir, Mike Todd, the starting shooting guard of Duke.
That's that's the one I've been eyeing.
What's the name of your Pinterest board for that?
It's called Hairstyles I Wish I Had. Women do that. Women take pictures of other haircuts or hairstyles they want.
Absolutely. And nails. Absolutely. I have a nail Pinterest.
Yeah. I do. I have my nails too. Hair.
Melissa has a whole nail. You know, she sees somebody's nail, she take a picture and then take it to her lady.
Yeah, I do that for clothes, hair, shoes, all of that.
To hear.
Yeah, why would you not? I don't understand why you're so opposed to the implants just right here. Because then it'll grow out and it'll look like Tahir's hair.
People will know that I'm lying. If I'm going to lie, I want people to know. It won't be obvious.
You just tell them, hey guys, look, implants. Here's my implant journey.
Listen, that's why you just get the full weave. And you
talked about getting the abs, Kev. You would get the abs. Why would you not get the hair?
I would get the abs.
I would absolutely get that. Listen, if I could go get a BBL just for abs, oh, nigga.
Y'all are bugging. The full weave got the one where they line you up on the side and fade you out and everything. It looked real. Y'all should have been did that. Y'all tripping.
Right. Women out here catfishing dudes. Y'all could do it too. Why not?
I'd have been did it. I rock with a dude if he has the confidence to be like, yo, bet, I'm going to get my wig fixed. You go get your wig fixed. And, you know, we come back.
Well, I don't buy that you rock with him at all.
What? It'd be all right. Like, one minute he bald, one minute he got dreads. Like, it's cool.
What happened to your wigs, Kev? You had, like, you was rocking them.
They're in my closet. I still have
them. Why don't you wear them?
Kev. You can have a whole lot of wigs
they're
on Kev.
Hot, man. Those things are ridiculously hot.
Yo, if you brought one of those wigs on the road, nigga.
Wigs on
I
the road.
I actually could do it now. The joke was losing its luster because I was wearing them too often, so that's why I have to go away for a little while and then come back. I should just come out on stage at the Chicago show with that.
Mm-hmm.
I know, and then you're getting ready to tour in some places where it gets cold because of fall. That'll be your hat, is your hair.
Mm-hmm. All East Coast shows, you should wear your wig.
Actually, the Atlanta show will be the best. That's where...
Yes. That would be fantastic.
Because you can have somebody to be there and, like, you know, get you like a, you know, what's the new wig out for the men?
I look like he got a wig on.
Why are you a cowboy? To his hat.
What's up, guys? I'm in on stage offices right now.
Listen, the funny thing about that cowboy hat, I thought I would never tell nobody that, but since Pat's wearing it, That is a large, extra large cowboy hat, right? I had to cut a line out in the back to relieve some pressure so that my head could fit in.
You treat them like they Jordans.
I had to cut, I had to relieve some pressure in the back so I could make it fit a little bit. And I didn't never thought nobody would ever know, but now I've passed in there.
It's a snapback. It's a snapback cowboy hat.
And what size hat for an actual like fitted? What size do you wear?
Me?
Yeah.
Ah, God, I don't want to tell. I don't want to say. I feel like my head's gotten bigger. I read somewhere that your head keeps growing, but
I can see that.
My fitted size is 8.
8.
Oh, wow. I've only seen like
2.5.
I've only seen the halves and the fourths and the eighths.
Most people, most men are probably a 7.25.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody go to a full solid 8.
Wait, do they have those like in store? You have the special order.
They at the back of the, you got to go through all the fittings. It's in the back.
It's like size 14. They don't have a lot. So a lot of times you have to go online. But I got one at the mall the other day. I got a black one.
It was just all black.
It was from the kiosk.
Actually, interestingly enough, I got it because sometimes when I don't have time to shave, I just wear a hat because I don't feel like explaining and my hair will be looking terrible.
Are your snapbacks on the first snap?
I cannot wear snapbacks, Lulu, okay?
They don't snap at all?
No, they don't go.
Damn.
They don't make any adjustment sizes. I thought that was the whole point of a snapback.
Yeah.
One size fit all is allowed by the big hat industry. It's not one size fit all. Beanies are not one size fit all. Nothing is one size fit all.
Wait,
see, there's a whole market for extra large heads.
What'd you say, Pat?
There's beanies that you've tried and it was like, no?
It don't go all the way.
The beanie?
You're having a good time, aren't you, Tahir?
It's just sitting there laughing. It's cackling like an old lady. Just
you sound like a dude trying to get out of wearing a condom. It don't
I'm
fit
just
all
out
the
here.
Way.
Do the beanies break?
They just don't come down all the way.
Like a condom, you just get the rim around you and you're just like,
you
gotta
put lube on your head first before you put your beanie on.
Okay, the beanie broke.
This is why Kev doesn't come.
A beanie pop.
This is exactly why he stopped coming to Squadcast.
Listen, man, the audience is loving Brent and Dion and Lulu, man. Hey, guys, changing of the guard. I'm happy. I can slowly Homer Jiff into the bushes.
He and said, I'm happy.
Good time.
You look so happy.
No.
No, man, this is great. Now they don't check for me in the comments. They're like, man, this
we
is
miss good. You, Kevin. Shut up.
Because he's doing bigger and better things like being voices on Drake songs and shit. Like,
that
you don't got time
not
for us.
Me, Lou,
that's you. I'm like, yo, that's you, bro. That's you. Get your coins.
Lulu hit us up. She hit me a pat up. She was like, yo. Is this Kev on a Drake song at 1:08:14 in, or am I high? I was like, you're definitely high.
No, and then I hit camera. The camera's like, that ain't me, but I did check in my audio to see if I ever said that. I'm like, yo, that's you, bro. That's you.
It is you, Kev.
That's you. Get
you
your coin.
You hit up Kev after us for a second opinion? Like, nah, it's him.
I was like, yo, what they talking about? Hey, Kev, this you, man?
I wish it was, man. My boy hit me and told me I had a whole rollout planned. If I found that exact video, I had a whole rollout plan. I spent the whole day searching through my videos, all the videos where I was talking, you know, talking like that.
Oh, you thought it could have been you?
Honestly, when I heard it, I was like, it sounds like if you maybe pitched it up or down or something, it definitely sounds like it could have been me. But the whole time, the time part was the part where it was like, I never said that part. Hold on 1 second, yo, my wife's calling.
That's crazy. Like, we're at the point where we don't even know what we said.
I was like, right. I don't care.
You put out a video every day, bro. There's no way you can remember all of those videos.
Right.
And people run up on me and be like, remember that one video you did when I was like,
mm-hmm.
Not really.
You could have said it on somebody else's show or something else too. You don't know, but I'm like, yo, that's Kev's voice. I know that's Kev's voice. I was like, that's it. I'll tell people, yo, that's Kev. Kev on stage is on with Drake. He's out of here.
I know he out here making. Y'all, I went to DC last weekend and I went to the National Museum. I don't know, Museum of African American History Culture or something. Oh, I went wow. there. It's a great.
You museum. Put it all on. You ain't go.
I did. I can't remember the name. It's really long. But you know, Kev has like a piece of it on the top floor, and it's so dope. I was like, that's really, it's that's really
the
one great.
They kept in? I thought that was the Smithsonian.
No, it's owned by the Smithsonian, but it's, you know, they have like a million types of museums. But yes, I was so proud to see Kev in there.
Is it one museum?
It's one museum, yeah.
No,
wait, no. Hey, this, are you saying the Smithsonian has a bunch of museums?
Yeah, Meg, you know that. It's a system.
Yeah, but so it was great, Kev.
Which one is Kev's at?
He's at the National
Museum of African National Music
African History Culture.
That's quite
a. I don't want to talk about it. My kids hurt my feelings so bad when we went there.
What did they say?
Dog, I flew my whole family out. First of all, there's a funny story behind that. The Smithsonian hit me up, right? Was like, yo, we want to use your video in our thing. And I just glanced through the email. And when people ask me to use my videos, I always say yes. I don't care. Just license it. I don't care. Better for me. I didn't really read the email. I thought the Smithsonian was just going to put it on like one of their shows on public access one time. So I didn't even know I was in the museum until people started going and like, yo, Kev, did you know you were in there? Oh, I went back to my email. They had invited me to the grand opening and all that stuff. And I never paid attention to the email. So I missed out. Damn. Oprah was there. All these people were there. I could have had a chance to go. My wife was so mad. She was so mad that I didn't pay attention to the email. Mm-mm-mm. So then I bought my family tickets. We flew out to DC just to go to this museum and see my exhibit, right? On the same day we were going, the boys wanted to see Doctor Strange. So I bought tickets to the movie after. I go with my family to the museum, pictures, cameras, all that. I'm like, guys, look at my exhibit. They're like, cool. What time is Doctor Strange? And I was like, yeah, I mean, it's at 3:30, but you know what I'm saying? This is the Smithsonian. They're like, yeah, we saw it. We saw that video. Well, can we go to the movie? We want to go to the hotel and play football before we see Doctor Strange.
Damn it, I'm not in Doctor Strange.
I was like, bro, we drove. But the worst part about it all, Doctor Strange was 10 times better than my exhibit. We had such a good time at Doctor Strange. I totally forgot why we had come to DC.
Wait, can you explain the exhibit, how it is?
So it's an exhibit on African American language. And I had made a video about how Black people basically shorten words. So instead of saying better not, we say bed not. You know, stuff like that. And I made like maybe 6 or 7 examples. And they just took that part of like bed knot. And it's other people. There's like G.E. Patterson, who's a famous Kojic bishop. He passed away. And a couple other people. I don't remember anybody else's names. And they just, they're talking about how Black people use language and how it's evolving and how basically Black people will create slang and other Black people will understand it and other people won't. You know what I'm saying? And we have that ability. It is super dope, and it's gonna be in there for at least 20 years.
Oh, wow. That is dope.
And it's like a TV.
It's a great museum. If you ever go to DC,
no, it's a video. It's amazing. It's a there's a placard next to it, but that exhibit is it's all video content because they have the pastor, he's preaching, and there's me, and there's like a
guy with like doing Gullah Geechee.
Yeah, Gullah Geechee. Yep.
And it's like a just.
By the way, y'all, totally unrelated, but completely related. So y'all know the nursery rhyme patty cake?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Black people, we say patty cake, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the actual nursery rhyme is pat a cake, right? But I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, right? I might not get it exact, but basically in Geechee history, there was no, the A sound didn't exist and it became E, right? So basically, Black people, when they were teaching their kids that, they were saying pat a cake, But it sounds like in Geechee, it sounds like the A sounds like E. So they're saying pate cake, patty cake, patty cake. So that patty cake isn't us being like wrong. That's Black people's language stretching all the way back to like South Carolina Geechee culture. It's not just us being like, we're going to pronounce this this way. And I just thought that was super interesting.
What is Geechee?
Geechee's like, go ahead, Meg. It looked like
it's like know. A dialect, but it was from slaves that lived in like the South Carolina, like right on the coast. They had their own communities, and that's kind of what they spoke. So it's like, if you hear it and you see it, it's basically, you can almost understand it when you read it, because it's English, but it's like every word is just a little bit different.
Was there Spanish people there or something? Or like people who spoke Spanish?
No, I think it was like, they were, it was like African slave dialect, but they had to speak English. So it was like, basically their version of English.
But isn't E, A in Spanish? Or no?
I don't think that's what it was from, though.
Lulu, you don't know Spanish?
No.
That's crazy.
Well, this is a great place for us to jump right into the first topic. Before we do that, I want to give a shout out to our special guest. We got Lulu Gonzalez in the house, and then we got the original squad, Kev, on stage. We got Patrick Cloud. We got Mary Scoob. And of course, I'm to hear more. But first topic, right after this.
Tired of getting killed by daily fantasy sports experts? Don't play experts. Play the house. With Stat Hero. Stat Hero is the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control and winning in reach. Here's how it works. Stat Hero shows you their lineup, then they dare you to beat them. It's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name the stakes and winner takes all. So you have the advantage. Stat Hero is showing you their lineups ahead of time. No one else does that. No one. You are in total control. Stat Hero is DFS the way it's meant to be. One on one. So no matter how you play, there's a contest for you. Stop wasting money and give yourself the best chance to win with Stat Hero. So play Stat Hero now and change the odds. Go to stathero.com/squad. Sign up for free and right now, you can get 100% bonus match on your first deposit when using the code SQUAD. That's right. They're matching your first deposit. What do you have to lose? Go to stathero.com/squad and enter the promo code SQUAD for 100% first deposit match.
Coming right back, we got the first topic of the day. It is, would you rather have the body of your dreams versus the job of your dreams?
Easy.
Tahir got the body of his dream, so you should.
No, he got the body of his nightmares. That's different.
He wakes up in the middle of the night, like, no.
Wait, are y'all? Did y'all say Tahir or me?
I don't know.
Guilty conscience. That applies to you too. Then
Tahir. Lulu got the body of her dreams. Still can't get a man, so I don't care.
So. Niggas ain't ish. She don't need a man
to validate her body.
Meg, shut up. Because if you go back every episode Lulu's been on for the last 3 months, she was like, I got to find a husband. Okay.
I'm not. But that's just for TV.
She's going to try to
find a husband. She's living her best life.
I think that's a bit. I think that's a bit. You see, anytime the IG, they in different cities, no girl really does that by themselves. Come on.
I'm traveling the world by myself, Pat.
That's a camera, that's a camera position. Like, I'm just finding myself. I'm going to Bali and Miami and New York City by myself.
I'm finding myself.
You flying there
you
on a dick.
Like that.
Finding yourself on another nigga this weekend.
Every city, new nigga.
Hey. I just like these great United States, you know? Listen.
Oh, come on. These great, the U.S. of A. Mm.
Lulu screen name, Great United Cakes on the other dating site. Traveling the whole U.S. of A, dropping them cakes.
Yes, girl. Do it while you can.
I would say you could just, when you got the job of your dreams, you could just buy the body of your dreams.
Actually, and vice versa, because sometimes the women who have body of their dreams can get the job of their dreams.
That's not true because Kev is breaded up and he still looked like how he looked. So
he got the body of somebody's dream.
I think
polar bear. A polar bear. Polar bear look at Kev and be like, "Oh, I bet he know where all the good fish is."
I feel like guys are up next with whatever the BBL was. I feel like we're about to get something. Either
dick enhancements, like making it longer and wider, and just be like
already wider, right?
That's overrated.
It's overrated.
What is
a dick
enhancement?
You don't have to have the longest peen. Like you working with 9, 10, 12, 13.
I mean, 9 is cool. It's a lot of men that don't got 9 to hear. Like everybody ain't blessed.
The average is like what, 6 or 7?
6.
You know what's funny? The average goes down every single year, which means scientists are getting more and more like insecure. And they're if they're in charge of the data, then they're just like, yeah, this year, I think 4 is the average. What are you saying, guys?
People are 1 inch under his actual size.
No, that's the like, food. Yeah,
a monster out here.
So you think the scientists are doing a bit too, Pat? They're like, yeah, average size, 4. Like, we're killing
it. I mean,
when
I was in high school, everybody had a ruler up to their base because the average was like 7. So it was like, okay, cool, for sure. And then like next year was like 6 and it was like, oh, bet. And then like the last time I heard it was like 5 or something. And I was like, oh, for sure.
I heard 5.5 too.
It's because of the food, y'all. They said back in the day, like men's penis size like 100 years ago was like 7-8. And I was like, what? Are y'all talking about like white and Asian shoot? Yes, because it's something in the food. So it's like over time, if you look at men's penis size getting shorter. So y'all better stop eating them animals. I'm telling you.
Imagine slavery though. Imagine slavery. It was probably like
yeah, that's why they had those mandingos. There was so many mandingos. It ain't that many mandingos out here anymore. I'm gonna tell you that.
No, nope.
That's why black women were.
It's black dynamite all over again. It's starting to come true.
Well, my.
My, Mr. Mandingo.
I see why that happened though, because white people, man, they had powdered wigs and stuff. Like no white person had swag. And then here come the slaves. You feel
this glazed up slave with this big dick swishing around. Like
look how uncomfortable Kev is. They keep saying the D word.
So here, shut up.
You know there's nothing left in the chamber when you separate shut and up. Shut up.
Yeah, nothing.
I get it, man. I'm rusty.
I felt that in his soul.
Get Brent Taylor comedy, man. He's funny.
Shut up, Kevin. You're here with us.
Nah, man. Come out, guys. Kev,
are you doing the job of your dreams right now?
Yes. Actually, I don't know. I mean, yes, I am. Honestly, to be quite honest, my only dream was to not have to work a regular job. I've been doing the job of my dream for a long time. Even when I worked at All Def, I was like, we get to say nigga at work loud. This is loud. Crazy. We only get criteria. To make white people, even the CEO and the CFO couldn't say nigga. We would say nigga in meetings. It was great.
We was hella saying nigga in meetings, bro.
We were.
Bro, it was until my own company, but before then, I would have never imagined you could be in a corporate environment. And I remember when Meg, one time, making salmon, and somebody came into the break room, white people, everyone like, nigga, don't be making fish. And I was like, this is fantastic. You can't say that in the break room of hardly any other company in the world.
She would do that so often. She would bring some stinky shit to the office, asparagus, salmon, old baked potatoes. She bring
kale. No. First of all, you just named all like healthy-ish stuff. Okay, that tells you what kind of juice.
He was like vegetables and Brussels sprouts.
You get a portable microwave. You heat that shit up in your car. Don't come in here and fuck up.
Or the third floor. We had a whole third floor that nobody ever used.
That's so discriminatory because y'all did not like my food. I bought Asian food in there too. Y'all didn't like my Asian food. That's very discriminatory.
that is common courtesy. It had nothing to do with Asian. Fish does not.
First of all, what if I said somebody's tacos was offensive? The smell was offensive to me.
But tacos don't stink.
Who are you to say they don't stink? Just because your nose buds like
everybody agrees that ground beef doesn't have that much of a smell. Fish has a strong.
And some tacos be stinky.
Tacos don't be stinking. I've seen Meg devour tacos before, and Meg want to talk shit. If you want to talk so much shit, Meg, why you ain't tell old boy he was stinking? Because you thought he was going to come in the job and end everybody. Everybody knew old boy stank. Nobody said, bro, you must.
No, people did tell on him.
Huh? Who stank?
Who told him to his face, though? Nobody told him to his face.
No, they told HR.
He was sitting at his desk eating kitten heads. We was like, ain't nobody finna talk to
him. That's the problem. Y'all gotta let people know about themselves. I'm told
you. Tell somebody you're not cool with that they stink. Like very bad.
That's easy. When you're not cool with them, that's super easy.
What do you do?
If you took a look at bro, you'd be like, nah, I ain't gonna tell him.
Why he look crazy?
He just looked like he
had it. You look like you just let those people do whatever they do.
Just don't get in the elevator after him.
Send them a gift basket with like deodorant and shit. Like,
but low key, but to your question to here, All Deaf was a dream job. Touring, doing stand up is a dream job. Kev on Stage Studios is a dream job. Making podcasts, like the fact that I'm able to feed my family by basically talking and making content, fam, this is great. And that's the thing, like that's why I don't have to be like filthy rich for me. Filthy rich isn't the goal. Being able to do dope stuff and give people opportunities is more important than like being rich. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be so happy when we get to make dope stuff and people help people make their own shows. I'd be like, this is better than being filthy rich. But then I see stuff like Jeff Bezos' wife renting a whole island when they got divorced. Sad. And I'd be like, dang, niggas really be having bread like that? Like, that stuff do not come up on Expedia. You can't go to Expedia and be like, nigga, I want to rent this.
Do you realize, like, there's a whole, like, chain of hotels that we're not even privy to? Like,
My wife said the same thing.
It's like, we booked the tour with Marriott.com and all that, bro. It's hotels that you just have to know somebody. You call a number. You can't even book online, bro. Like, we're not even, like, but it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah, where Jay-Z and Beyonce go, you is not getting that on Priceline.
They probably don't even tell you the price of the room online.
No, man.
It's not online. That's the thing.
Right.
It's not even online. You got to call somebody who knows somebody who knows.
You got to have travel agents for that.
That's a horrible business plan, though. You got to call somebody that knows somebody just to get
a room. Not if you make so much money off of one person per night, you don't even need to book anybody for the rest of the year.
I just want to say, like, when I get my rooms now, like when I take a weekend off, I'll
just you go to PetSmart. Is it PetSmart.com or Gerbilville?
I get usually Petco, because Petco got a better they got a better reward system.
You guys have a kennel suite available, please? I like to have my paws on the outside.
Yeah. If you don't have the wood chips in it, baby, let me tell you. I need wood chips. I need the
How often is the hay changed? Because I know since COVID they usually changed it every day, but
do you guys have vegan pellets? Because
guys, my stable had no robes in it. Can I get the robes up to my stable?
Not the stable.
This
oh
is
my
the
God.
Worst part about Squadcast. When you're about to make a regular point and somebody derail the whole conversation.
It's like getting sniped. You're like worried about your thing and then somebody.
I didn't see that coming.
But to Tahir's point though, all jokes aside, when we first came to LA, when the boys were signed with Austin TV, they booked us in a hotel that you wouldn't even have known that was a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was it was tucked off in Santa Monica. They only had like 8 rooms and it was not no Marriott Hilton, none of that stuff. And the rooms were stupidly priced, but they had like a lot of celebrity hotels like that. They have entrances where you will never know. Like you go into a garage and you won't know who is even coming in or going out. And it's all super secretive and stuff. And I was talking to my wife about that when we were in Mexico. I was like, I wonder where Drake stays when he comes to here. Does he go to the Nobu? She was like, when you're that rich, those people find you. Mm. You don't, regular people don't, yeah. You don't need to know about that stuff because you can't stay there no way.
Yeah, they got a boat entrance.
What'd you say, Lulu? I'm sorry.
They got a boat entrance. You don't even know about that. Like,
that's how it was for Issa Rae's, her wedding. Like, the place, one of the places they went to, you couldn't even access by a car. You had to take a boat to get there.
Man, that's wild, man.
That's really crazy.
This hotel in New York called the Hudson, it just looks like just a door. And you just see two guys in black suits standing outside. That's the only reason you know it might be something else. I stayed there back in like 2008. And so you go up the escalator, there's a glass ceiling, which is actually the floor of a club. And once you go to the top, like the check-in is right there, but like the lights are always dim. It's always like a club setting in there. And the rooms
Wait,
are
you,
crazy.
You stayed there or you was like janitoring there?
No, I stayed there. I would have brought you if they had the whole new pet scene.
Nope, didn't work.
Let's put it to a vote.
You was janitorizing it.
Janitorizing it? Shut up, man.
Janitorizing.
That's like the first time I heard about Soho House. It sounded so random to me when I heard about like a secret club that people go and just be rich and meet. It's like, oh. I feel like somebody had to explain that to me like three times before I understood what it was.
They had to explain the membership to me. I was like, now, wait. You want me to pay how much to do what now? To spend more just money while I'm out? Here? Yeah.
It's not that bad. The price is not that bad.
I mean, but...
This makes no sense. I didn't get it.
Yeah, listen, guys. I want y'all to see how rich Lulu is when she's saying the price is not that bad for Soho House. I just want...
You thinking about the experience and what you get in an exclusive...
What you get when you go there. What you get.
The rights to be there, they got like a nice little spot.
It's just the scene.
That you
literally.
Still have to pay for. So it's not like you got those things for free.
You still gotta pay the LA Fitness when you go, so.
Okay, but LA Fitness is like $20, $30. So
exactly, you get $20, $30 experience. It's also the big experience. Like I might bump into Drake. Oops, my bad.
You pay three racks.
Is that what you're gonna say if you bump into Drake?
Yeah, my bad. Excuse me.
Let's put it to a vote. Dream job or dream body? What are we going with?
Dream job.
I know we're closing this one out. I don't have a great body, and it really hasn't stopped me from doing anything I want to do.
You're a man, also.
Listen, I'm fully aware that part of that is male privilege. So you know, but if I was a woman, it's not as taboo to get plastic surgery.
Oh, if I was a woman, I'd be bought.
What would you get done, Pat?
I don't see a problem with it. Oh man, I'd be a Coke bottle, old school Coke bottle, not now. That's kind of a dated term now because Coke bottles are kind of trash of a frame, but boom, I'd get my boobies done, I'd get my butt done, I get my
boobies.
I get a permanent weave. Is that
what?
I want to get my man boobs taken down and my
You want a reduction?
That's what I would get if I could get something. Mm. I don't really mind the
push-ups,
belly.
Push-ups. Do some push-ups.
Absolutely not.
We be using titty tape on a tour just to like
We do not.
It's a lesbian site you go to and they got the titty tape on.
You be grabbing them with duct tape?
We do not do that.
Remember when you did push-ups? Kev. Remember that?
This is a safe space, Kev.
Anyway,
waste of time.
Everybody said dream body, right?
Dream job.
I'm sorry. Everybody said dream job. All right, so dream job has it. We're going to jump right into this next topic right after this.
That's right. We're back making new memories in a new world. I found out the best way to hold on to those memories is turning them into art that lasts forever with Paint Your Life. That's right. If you want to give a truly meaningful gift, you have to try paintyourlife.com. Get a professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo at an affordable price. Or you can get a combined photo of people or places that you love all in one. Choose from a team of world-class artists and you get to work with them through every single detail. And the dope thing about it is fast. You can receive your portrait in as little as 2 weeks. This makes the perfect anniversary, birthday, or wedding gift. When I received my portrait, I was absolutely blown away because, let me tell you something, I worked with them through every single detail. I wanted to make sure that they captured the handsomeness of myself. And let me tell you something, they perfectly did. They got the hazels, you know, the hazel eyes of mine. They got them glowing in there, baby. They look beautiful. At paintyourlife.com, there are no risks. If you don't like the final painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And right now, as a limited offer, you get 20% off your first painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text CAST to 64,000. That's CAST to 64,000. Text CAST to 64,000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter the most. Terms apply. Available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Again, that's text CAST at 64,000. There are so many activities that you can do that are just better at home, like sleeping in your own bed or dancing like nobody's watching or pausing movies whenever you want. Some things are just better at home, sweet home. And Peloton delivers a workout experience
that you'll never imagine was possible right from your home. Look, there are a lot of things I wish I can do from the comfort of my own home, like hiking on the trail or watching live music. We can't do everything from home, but with Peloton, you'll have a workout experience like no other without ever having to leave your home.
They have different music theme classes to choose from, and they have artist collaboration. Oh, nothing like it. Me, I'm all in with the bike boot camp classes. And there's nothing like the community on there, man. They keep you pumped up and they keep you motivated. The social engagement on there is like none other. From keeping up with close friends to world-class workouts with people from around the globe, you'll never feel alone when you're working out. You can hand out high fives on the leaderboard. You can even join groups like the Working Moms of Peloton. Whatever your overall fitness goals are, you can mix and match different workouts. You can do total body to cardio to even yoga. When you purchase a Peloton bike, you get access to live classes and thousands on demand, plus access to the app to get you moving anytime, anywhere.
With boot camps between nap time or rise before brunch, you can seamlessly fit Peloton in to your life. With the Peloton bike, there's nothing like working out from home. Learn more at onepeloton.com.
New members can try Peloton for free for 30 days at onepeloton.com/app. Terms apply. That's onepeloton.com.
Next topic we have, never eat at the same place twice versus only eat at one place forever. And that place isn't home. It's just like one place. Like you always go to Denny's.
Like a restaurant?
Yeah.
Man.
So you either really get to try amazing food once, you could do reviews forever, but you'll never be able to taste it again, or you only eat the Denny's special.
That's easy for me. I would go with never eat at the same place twice because I love, like, that is what I live for. I love looking up new restaurants, trying new places. And I do have my favorites, but if I had to just keep trying new restaurants all the time as opposed to go to my favorite places, I would be okay with that.
But it's like, if you have Chick-fil-A once, you can never have Chick-fil-A again.
That's okay.
At that location, or you can never have that
restaurant?
Ah, that's a good...
Never have it again, not just that location.
That was a great loophole.
You can only have Cracker Barrel once.
You can only do a buffet once, Kev.
That's going to be a hard sell for him. A buffet once? Shit.
But that means if you choose only one spot forever and you travel, you could never eat when you leave the city, unless it's a chain.
No, let's just say that restaurant ends in every city you go to. That's the only place you could go to eat.
Yeah, there's not a Chick-fil-A everywhere. There's not a Chick-fil-A
Well, let's just pretend
Thailand.
There is, okay?
There's a Chick-fil-A in Thailand?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
There might be. You don't know. You've never been in Thailand.
And also, restaurants close and open all the time, so I'm sure you can find a new place to eat.
Does that mean if you choose different one every time and you run out of restaurants in your city, you have to drive outside of your city to start eating?
I mean...
I feel like that's too complicated. I feel like it's just this... I think it's Chick-fil-A everywhere.
Yeah, I think it's enough restaurants where you'll be able to, like, you know, little small bodegas, little mom and pop, corner stores, all that type of stuff. You just can't eat at the same spot twice.
That'd be exciting.
Let's say you got international Postmates.
Ah, they fly in. Mm-hmm. Those fries would be so trash. Like, oh, I ordered that 5 days ago. I forgot. Yeah, I'd do that. Trash. I'd do that.
There'd be when we were in Miami a couple weeks ago, I had some banh mi and Vietnamese soup that was so freaking good.
Banh mi?
Yeah, banh mi, which sandwich. Is like a Vietnamese sandwich. Which is low-key really amazing. I want to go to Vietnam and try it one time. But the thought, this topic, let me back up. I had it on a Friday, and I was super excited. I woke up, got dressed to go there Saturday. Dog, got there. It was closed on the weekends. And we were leaving on Monday morning. And I literally...
Wait. Tell them how closed it was, Cam.
This place was so closed, I walked by it because the door was, I was looking for it and I was like, man, I should have been here by now. I pulled the map back up. I had walked by it by like two blocks. When I got back, the sign was so big. New hours, Monday through Friday only. I put my hands on the glass and like, because you know when you have a taste for something and you can't get it, nothing else you're about to eat is going to be good. Mm-hmm. Like nothing else. I was so heartbroken, man. And I was literally like, dang, man. Cause it was so good. It was so good. And I had told Tahir and the Muslim, I screenshot, I was like, y'all gotta come in here, man. Like I was telling people about it. So this means that would happen to me all the time.
Yes.
No, but you would know that would happen to you. You'd be like, I better savor this.
It don't make it no better. You can't take no to-go.
But the problem is, there's no restaurant that I could go to that has everything that I would want to eat. Like, most good restaurants specialize in something. So,
what about, like, not a Vegas buffet?
Cheesecake Factory. Everything. Cheesecake Factory has a little.
Cheesecake Factory, when you have that many, my philosophy about menus is when you have that many things, you just make a lot of stuff just okay. Yep. And nothing is really good.
That's really good stuff.
I feel about the Cheesecake Factory. You cannot make that many things good. There's just entirely too many.
Nail that to Jack in a Box, nigga.
Thank you. Jack in the Box is amazing.
Them too, though. But like, their bowl is not fire. The egg rolls are great. But
yeah, their tacos is amazing. Their chicken is amazing. Their breakfast is amazing.
I don't think you know the definition of amazing, Lulu.
I do, and it's amazing.
What was amazing?
He said the tacos is amazing.
Their breakfast is amazing.
I love the tacos, but I would never argue that they're amazing.
I would never say amazing. Tacos would do the job. It's like one ply toilet tissue. You don't really want to do it, but what's
talking about as far as you don't do food. Like I would go to Jack in the Box to get some tacos late night.
I would rather go to Sonic.
Oh, Sonic be fire, but they don't stay open like super late night. They be closing at like 12 and 1.
Sonic is like public school. Sonic like doesn't make amazing food. Stuff.
Their drinks are really good, but their food is not amazing.
I like it. Not good.
Oh, their I would do Whataburger, actually.
Whataburger's fire.
Whataburger's food is amazing.
Yeah, they just not everywhere.
But not every.
But they focus on burgers, though. They don't have, they have like some chicken stuff, but they don't have a lot of amazing stuff.
They have these little French toast sticks. Fire. They got a lot of other stuff on there.
If you choose that, you have to eat it more than once a day. You have to eat it like three times a day. You'd be done with it by the first.
Wait, why are you? Wait, but that's assuming that you're.
Oh, you can still eat at home, though, right?
This is
just
where you go
out. Yeah, it's just if you go out, you have to eat at the same time. You can still eat at home.
A Vegas buffet is probably the best option because they have a lot of good stuff, but. After COVID, man, I don't know about buffets, man.
That's right.
A lot of stuff. I feel like that might be a thing that we don't.
Buffets ain't making a comeback.
Remember, yes, they are, y'all. They opened this buffet down the street from my house, and it's packed. And I'm like, why are people going there?
Really?
Virginia Beach, yes, I don't know.
But are you serving yourself or somebody serving you?
No, you're still serving yourself, but I think they bought, like, you know how usually it was just the top that was covered? I think it goes like this.
Oh, yeah, that's extra safe.
And then there's a little, everything. You know, and then they have like you're supposed to sanitize your hands when you walk in. It's just
That ooh, we was missing that COVID this is before.
Like, oh man, oh no, they went like this and then this. Well, I can't,
unless yeah, somebody I can't is standing there to make sure people are sanitizing their hands, they're not gonna do it. In the Sky Club, they have a sanitizer, the hand sanitizer right there in the machine, and they got gloves. I was the only person that did both. Everybody else is just like,
Niggas don't care.
They weren't caring about the gloves. I was in the club.
Very funny visual.
Crazy. I'm like, I'm doing
what? What food were they grabbing?
No, that's a funny visual.
Bunch of love.
That looks like that looks like the food's point of view. The food just sees.
That's what
only cookies you can grab like that. That's the only thing that you're going in.
Wait, that grab it like that.
Boiled eggs. It was just grabbing all the boiled eggs.
Wait, they didn't have like utensils or nothing.
No, they did. They did. I'm just saying, like, nobody was using the gloves with the utensils the way that they wanted.
I didn't even see the gloves. But honestly, I guess the Sky Club is a small buffet.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You really think about it. And I said I won't do buffets, but I do that all the time when I fly.
Some of them, though, like the one in, where we just come back from, Phoenix, they had, the people were serving you the food at the Sky Club.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But the one in LAX, they're like, oh, there you go. Hey, have a good time, man.
Is it Sky Club if you're like really, really early, though?
Is it what?
Isn't it like if you're really early for your flight? Like,
you don't have to be really early.
It's only for the rich people who fly a lot.
It's not, you're not, it's not rich.
You're rich because you fly all the time.
When do you go there? If you're like, you go like ahead of time, like your flight is in an hour.
Yes, Pat, everyone doesn't get to the airport 5 minutes before their flight takes off. Most people are there early, Pat.
I thought that was the point of pre-check.
Pat, you, of course you get to the airport right at the time. Right. Of course you do. Why? I get anxiety if I'm not at the airport at least an hour and a half in a major airport. Now, if it's like a tiny airport, like super regional, like Fayetteville or like Louisville or something like that, then I don't care. But like LAX or Atlanta or those big airports, if I'm not there an hour and a half early, I'd be like, I'm going to miss
it. Really?
Yes. I have all the stuff. I like to get there early, get me a little seat, relax.
Yeah.
I don't like to get me a little drink. Like rushed.
Mm-hmm. Get some food.
All right,
I don't like waiting.
Let's put it to a vote. Never eat at the same place twice or only eat at one place for the rest of your life.
Never eat at the same place twice.
Okay.
Or wait.
That's tragedy, though. If you get something really good, can you get to-go box? Can you get, like, if you're like, man, this is my last time here. Let me get a couple of these sandwiches.
Oh, you probably could.
Yeah, you can do that.
But yeah, because that still has a time limit on it.
Okay. I would go the same thing, too. Never eat the same place twice. All right, moving on to the last topic of the day right after this.
We deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why, especially when it comes to something that we're taking every single day. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated by high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms that your body can actually use. What you won't find, sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, and artificial colorants. Plus, the fresh taste and delayed-release capsule design make taking your vitamins easy. I've been taking Ritual for a few months now, and I love it. I love the taste, and I had to find something for myself because my diet is starting to turn more to the vegan side, and Ritual is perfect for that. Ritual is made traceable, so you'll always know what nutrients you're taking and where they're coming from. Thanks to Ritual's one-of-a-kind visual supply chain, Ritual is also designed with your life stage in mind. It's now available for women, men, and teens. Ritual's multivitamin is scientifically developed to support different life stages. So, get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off their first 3 months. So visit ritual.com/squad. That's ritual.com/squad and start your ritual today.
Next up, we have having a serious talk with your partner versus having a serious talk with your parents.
What are we talking about?
What is the serious STDs talk?
Or what? What's worse or what would you rather do?
What's worse?
What's the conversation about?
I don't know what the serious topic is, Lou. Think of the most serious topic that you have to have with either one of those parties, and which one is worse?
I have to have serious conversations with my wife all the time.
All the time?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, what you doing, man? We could tell with Kevin in trouble, when Melissa called and he in trouble because he walked away from us, and the whole conversation, can't be like this.
What is the serious talk, Kev? Is it like she's like, I'm finally gonna leave you, Kev? You'd be like, no, Melissa, please.
Finally? She like, you know finally what? You need to get your titties out. What did I tell you about having your titties out exposing us like this? Didn't I tell you to tuck your titties, Kev?
You do be showing, you do be getting naked too much. I'll be mad too.
She don't. I think that does not make her insecure at all. I think she is actually more secure every time I show my shirt. You're like, you just bought me another 5 years, buddy. Thank you.
Bought me?
You mean new release?
No, we have. I mean, we have couples counseling, man. We got therapy today at 6. I'm sure we'll be having a serious conversation then.
That sounds intense.
I don't have serious conversations with my parents that often.
I think that's worse.
Yeah, I think that's worse too. At my big age, it'd have to be something more than likely like serious happening if I have a serious conversation with them.
Mm-hmm. My parents.
My mom only calls me to tell me somebody's sick in the hospital or died. She don't never call me just be like, how's your day? She called me the other week, like last week, she was like, your uncle's kidneys is failing. Why you don't call
it? Is that the first thing she said?
That's the first thing
she said. Not even high?
I posted on Instagram one time a text conversation we was having. I was like, Mom, I just want to thank you for all the sacrifices you made for me. And I realized going to school in another state that we lived in was a risk for you and your job and your livelihood, and I appreciate everything you did for me. She texts back, okay. I say, nigga, last time, baby.
Okay.
She hit me. I'm not even joking. She hit me with the, I posted it on my Instagram. She hit me with the okay. As a heartfelt, I love you. She was just like, okay.
Do you think that's why you have a hard time expressing your emotions?
It definitely has something to do. I didn't get hooked. Like at all. Like I did not experience like this most.
I think that's just boys though.
No, I got hugged all the time.
I got hugged.
Oh damn, never mind.
It's hard for people to get into the cages though. And when you like burrow, it's like, it's kind of hard to go because you're hugging the outside.
I never came off the wheel a lot either. I was always on the wheel. She would try to coax me over with like some flavored water in the little bottle. Like,
oh, the flavored one will get
here, you. Here, you have that street dude problem. The skill set you need to grow up in the streets, it do not apply when you're not in the streets.
They don't. It
and
just makes it hard
for people to love part of you. And you'd be like, nigga, I've never had to access those feelings at all.
I really, it's still a struggle sometimes.
I thought you were joking when you used to be like, yo, don't hug me. But then one time I was hugging you and you were like I saw in your eyes that you weren't playing.
Oh, you don't like hugs at all either?
Nah, Lou, for real. He'd be like.
I don't really do a whole lot of physical touch.
Like, you ain't in jail, my nigga. Relax.
It's not jail.
I was raised a certain way, Lou.
That's that jail niggas like, yo, don't hug me, bro. I don't do hugs. I don't like grown men hugging me. Like,
I'm trying to. I'm trying to get out of that now, but it's hard. I just ordered some hamster food. They were telling me it's here.
Nice.
You said it with such a straight face.
That's funny.
Pellet delivery.
Man, it's a calzone filled with hamster pellets. I just can't wait.
To hear is a gerbil is one of my favorite things going right now.
Is it because it's the same skin color? That's why?
And the shape.
He built like a gerbil.
He looks like a guinea pig.
Pellet delivery.
Give me celebrating happy marsupials day.
I need that.
Pellet delivery.
Pellet delivery.
I want that.
Pellet delivery.
I need that. Hey, pellet up. Hey.
All right, let's put it to a vote. Petco or PetSmart?
I'm gonna go parents.
I can always tell when Melissa or Kev has gotten in trouble because I can tell when Melissa packs his clothes, outfits be big trash.
What's an example?
None of his pants have pockets. It's all leggings. I was like, you messed up again this week, huh? Big time.
Big time.
That's what he wants you to think. He packed those. He's trying to show off his figure.
Yeah. I got the Jeggings. I got the fake pocket, but it ain't no pocket.
Ain't nothing.
That's what Kev got.
That's why he carried that purse down, because he was getting in trouble so much, he didn't have nowhere to put his wallet.
Put it in my purse.
I'm not available next week, Monday. How long are we going to do this podcast?
Forever.
Is this for there's no end date in sight, huh?
This is like
we die, Kevin.
One of those types of
days. We die.
Till there's no more internet, till the internet break.
Till we die.
Till Skynet take over.
Today he had on those Facebook glasses with Ray-Bans. You know, did y'all see that collab they had? He said that he thinks that those are gonna replace phones.
It's like Minority Report.
It is just like that.
I keep falling asleep.
Elon Musk was saying that we're smarter as people right now because of the internet, because access to information. Like when we were kids, we would have to go to the Encyclopedia Britannica or the library to get information. Yes. But the fact that we can basically ask Siri or Google information, he was like, the next phase is having that technology like built into our minds, like RoboCop kind of.
I don't like that. I hate
technology that. Is inevitable, Pat.
I don't like that. Although the Ray-Bans look kind of cool. Y'all see all
Tahir had them Bose ones that played music. This is just, remember the Google Glass? Mm-hmm. They tried that for a little bit.
Yeah, Google what?
It failed Google so Glass. Bad because of how they looked. So Facebook was smart enough. They just teamed up with a designer that everybody already liked.
Yeah. Google Glass just looks so nerdy that people were like, terrible. I'm not going to look stupid, so.
Snapchat glasses are terrible.
I don't care what it does.
Snapchat glasses was cool. It was just
No.
They had clear cameras on the side.
Right. It was like right up here, right? Like,
they were bad.
That's
all right, I got to hop off, guys.
All right, we're going to get to a vote right now anyway. So let's go ahead and just put it to a vote.
Parent. Or wife. Megan. Wife is when they put the ring and then they do the ceremony.
How do you know I'm not married, Kevin? I don't know why he continues to do that.
Just say that and then dip that fast is so disrespectful.
No, it's not.
Careful, you man.
I'm married already.
Don't worry. Are you really?
Somebody gonna put some X-lax in his hot chocolate. Is this the
official? Something.
No, it's not the official one.
Give us the fish.
What about you, Meg? Parents or partner?
I'd rather have a serious talk with my partner.
Okay. The question is, what's worse?
Oh, with your parents is worse.
Parents.
Nope. Can we talk or we need to talk is the worst text of all time. I'll talk to my parents any day of the week.
You got cool parents though, Pat. Your dad was out there. I saw him on the.
You have cool parents.
Jigging.
I got Caribbean parents. Okay, that's completely different.
My dad is a military black man.
Talking to parents is way worse than talking to my mom, because I'll hang up on my mom. We don't stay with she started talking crazy. Boop, shut up.
You hung up on your mama before?
I haven't, but I will if she starts talking crazy. Like, boom. I ain't got to see her when I go home. I get home, Farron going to be right there, so that talk going to be way worse. So I'm going to go partner.
I don't got no partner.
Like the serious talk with your parents has it.
Mm-hmm. Looks like the talk with the parents has it. Shout out to our special guest Lulu Gonzalez for pulling up today. Shout out to the original squad, Meg Scoop, Kevin Sage, Patrick Cloud, and of course I'm to hear more. We thank y'all for watching. We'll see you on next week's episode, a brand new episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Morning.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.